The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I'm just scrolling through all our answers for our trivia question. There's only three people that got it right. So I think I'll give away three sets. I'll be extra generous.
All right.
Yeah, Romy likes to hold on to his one at a time, but I want everybody to get out there and enjoy it. I have one more trivia question, or answer, just a trivia point for you.
Okay, so do we give the answer now since we know? Or
what's I will when we usually do it when the wrap up.
Oh, okay. All right, because I have a guess.
Okay, well, I'll make sure you get to put your two cents in. Okay, so the last trivia point I have for you today is, you know what was invented in Wickenburg? I'll give you the date, 1949. Something very traditionally Western, the bolo tie.
Okay, all right.
1949 by Vic Cedarstaff. And then in 1971, the Arizona legislature decreed it the official state tie, state neckwear. You don't have any. Do you have any bolo ties? I think you have maybe one of your dad's.
I have a couple of dads.
Yeah, they can be pieces of art, too.
Yes.
Well, we're here visiting with Cowgirl Up artist Judith Durr. So nice to have you. Judith, I think I would like you to talk about, first of all, your stuff has been everywhere. You've been in the Phippen.
Yes.
You've been, tell us some of the places that you've had your artwork shown.
Oh, my goodness. The Herd, Santa Fe Indian Market, Phippen Show, Charlotte Hall.
Wow.
Cowgirl Up, Joan Colley Gallery, Esteban's Gallery in Santa Fe. Lots of places.
Yeah. Is most of your stuff, you talked about starting kind of the Western, but you do mostly Indian pieces now.
I do them both.
Do you?
I like the Indian pieces because most of the people that look at the Native work, they go, wow, I want the rug. I want my rug in this. I want my pot in this. Or I'd like my moccasins. And can you do a cradle board for me?
And that brings up the point, you do commissioned work.
I do. I love commissioned work. I know a lot of artists who don't enjoy commissioned work. I love commissioned work because, number one, I get to meet the people. Mm-hmm. I find out what they like, and that spurs me on to do something for them that they really keep going, this is beautiful. I love this.
That's great. So one thing I think is very interesting, Judith, is you're interested in sharing art on all levels, not just creating pieces, but also kind of sending it to the next generation of people who might want to draw. And tell everybody how you learned.
My father, when I was 10 years old, my dad, I knew in the first grade that I wanted to be an artist.
Wow.
And a gentleman came and gave a show and tell, and I thought, oh, this is so cool. He's an artist. And I knew that I liked to draw. And someone asked me, what else do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to teach. I'd like to be an archaeologist. This is in the first grade. And they go, well, spell archaeologist. And I did. And what I found was at 10 years old, my dad gave me paper, a Walter Foster, how to draw, pencil, draw, and set me down and said, here you go. That's all we had money for. And I drew all through high school and junior high.
But you also told me you used to watch TV. Who did you watch on TV?
Bob Ross. Bob
Ross. You admit that.
I did not have enough money when I started to paint. I just didn't have what it was to go to a workshop or didn't know what to do. So when Bob Ross came on, we were living in Carlsbad, New Mexico, and he was on TV every Saturday, and I was going, oh, my gosh, I could do this 30 minutes. Anybody can paint in 30 minutes? Well, my grandfather at 65 went to Cerrillos College and was learning to paint. He worked for Chevron Oil, and I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And I started Bob Ross, and I realized 3 days later I can't do what Bob Ross does. But I learned the foundational work for oil painting for myself, for wet-on-wet technique.
So you never really had a formal training.
No.
Not that you weren't always learning, but you never had a formal.
Exactly. I didn't go to college for this. And at one time, I was so embarrassed, you know, to tell people that I'm an artist, and they would ask where you went to school for this. And I'm going, I didn't, you know, and it was embarrassing, I thought, at first. And now I realize that's just part of my journey.
Yeah.
I'm here because I learned something and I was persistent.
Well, it shows how much of a passion it is for you,
exactly.
too. You were going to learn whether you could afford
exactly.
The, college or whatever.
And I teach that. I want people inspired by that. There's so many people out there that can paint and don't know it or want to and don't try it.
So tell us how you're involved in teaching at this point. You're on several levels. You teach the actual artwork.
Right. So, at my studio.
Okay. And what mediums do you teach?
Oil, drawing, but mostly oil. A lot of people like oil painting. They want to start. I started out with everything. I tried every medium there was, and I just couldn't find anything that worked for me until I hit oil. And when I found the oil paint and how to use it, that was wonderful. That became a passion, and I found that there's lots of other people out there that have that same passion but don't know what to do.
And you said there's a couple parameters. I didn't know that you won't teach anyone under 18 with the oils.
Right.
Because
it's chemicals. It's a lot of chemicals. There's a lot of things. And that's not good on kids.
Yeah.
Now, I'll teach drawing, but it's 18 or older, and they come to the studio.
And then you also go out of the house, out of the studio to teach as well. You actually are married to an artist.
I am married to Roger Call.
And he's with us today,
too. He's a sculpted leather artist.
Also wonderful stuff. I'll link both of those on our Facebook, and Luana Body can find you real quick. So you guys go to the school?
We Wickenburg, Cowgirl Up, 1 year invited us to both go out and teach at the high school, and we were impressed with the variety of students and what they had and what they did and the art, because art is being sloughed off as extracurricular or something that's not important in school. And now Wickenburg has a wonderful program. So we were invited again this year to go out and teach the advanced students in the high school and talk for at their 10:30 hour this year. Instead of doing 3 hours, we're doing one.
And so when you go out there, are you teaching how to?
No, it's basically inspiring people, finding out what they like to do. And then we don't teach them how to paint. They already know some things. They have some skills. But you want to inspire somebody to pursue it. Because at some point, I was 36 when I started drawing again and painting with Bob Ross. And so I realized that at some point, life gets in the way. And life, you have to take that and then begin again sometimes. And so that's what I realized is that 30 years old, 18 years old, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you have that spark. I had it when I was in the first grade, and I knew it.
You know, our oldest daughter, Rachel's similar. She, from the time she was tiny, she would take Disney books and draw all the characters.
Yes.
And then we had an artist that lived very close by, Linda Story London of Scottsdale, and she would teach the kids, and I'd take all the kids, but Rachel was the one that came back with some things that kind
of... Both of my
kids.
She
loved it. And then she got married, and she drew, and she's done some wonderful portrait pencil work, but then had children, and just hasn't gotten back into it. But I want her to hear your story, because it can come back,
right? It can come back. You never, if you have that desire, you never lose it. It's always there. I don't care what your passion is. The principle always is there that you want to do that. And it's a goal. You always make it a goal. And you get to travel if that's your passion. But mine was art. And yeah. I wanted to pursue it, teach it. And the cool part about what I get to do is I get archaeology involved, I get teaching involved, and I get my art involved.
That is so fantastic.
This is a great job. Like I said, I don't want a real 9-to-5 job. I like the job I do.
Well, you sound pretty busy because you've got the studio.
Right.
And people can come there for lessons.
Sure can.
And then you also participate in tours. You would tell me last...
We have Hidden in the Hills is a Sonoran Art League show. And
it's in the fall, correct?
It's in the fall. It's in November, a week before Thanksgiving, a week after Thanksgiving. And what has been so spectacular is they open up 47 studios, and we've had as many as 1,200 people come through our studio on those two weekends. And we have 6 artists that are with us. So that's a great part of what we do, and we're all year long, we get calls. Can we come to the studio? Can we visit? But it's by appointment. We make sure that you have to call, because
I am so glad to hear that, because I'm thinking 1,200 people. I don't want.
No, we can't handle that. It's all I can. We've got 3 dogs, 2 cats,
yeah.
A horse, and we're just, you know. And you're thinking, okay, we need some time.
I love to hear that. So when can people make appointments? It opens.
Just call. Just call the studio. Look on the website. The number's there. You can always call.
So what would you tell somebody who felt like they might have a bent towards art and they're not very far along? And
the good part is, if they have the desire, I teach this. If you have a desire, that passion will begin to flow again. And that desire creates something inside you that you can't let go of. You can't stop being what you're born to do. And if you have a desire to paint, even if you're 65 years old, or if you're older, I've got older students, then they want to learn something. Never quit learning. That's part of it. But always push yourself, challenge yourself, do as much as you can.
What I've never been able to figure out is, when does an artist decide the piece is done?
That's easy for me.
Golly.
Oh, is that really?
That's easy for me.
I do a lot of pencil drawing.
Sure.
And I'll bet you I've never finished one drawing.
When you can't put another lick of paint on or another stroke on, that's when I'm done.
And with that many layers, I guess you know when you're at that
point. I had somebody say, well, don't make mud. Don't push too hard. Don't do so much. And I realized that every time I would do a layer, let it dry, come back and glaze it and do another layer, it got better. And about the eighth layer, it's better. And about the 10th layer, it's even better. And about the 12th layer, people go, oh, my gosh. And getting my students, the cool part about teaching is you get somebody to do beadwork. Oh, I want to do the beadwork. I need to do the moccasins. When you get to about the third or fourth layer with them, they're going, really? You want to do another? I said, sugar, you've got 12 more layers. You know, you've got 12 layers to do. And you find out who has persistence.
That you do.
And that persistence, if you want the realism that I do, it's not every artist that does this. They have another way of doing it. It's what I do to push it.
Well, we have a couple minutes left together, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about Cowgirl Up.
Oh, thank you.
And I had asked you, you know, who's your favorite? And then I went on the website, and I couldn't choose a favorite because they are all phenomenal artists.
This is 56 of the finest top women in the country, and there's nobody that's my favorite. I have people that I enjoy, that I like getting the camaraderie of the women. Rebecca Toby, I love her work. I like Sue Clewer and Sue Kirsten. These are people that I admire. Rox Corbett, look at the graphics, the pencil that she does. Carol Sweeney and the landscapes. My gosh, it's an Arizona artist.
I didn't make it past the M's. I thought I was just going to fly through, and there were so many of them.
But Liz Wolf, she's inspiring with some of the simple things she does with her sculpture. When you start looking at artists and you start admiring and spending the time with these people, you realize, oh my gosh, we're the same. I went there thinking, these are the icons of the art. And I was looking for their autograph, and someone came up to me and said, can I have yours? I've been wanting to meet you. And I'm going, what? You know, it took
everybody
me back.
Admires other people's work,
we
right?
We do, but we're all the same.
Well, I'm not a real fond of abstract, but there Harper Henry does this realism and abstraction together. I loved it. And it's just fun to see. It's all the same kind of topic, Western and Native Indian and stuff, but seen through different eyes. So some of them are very colorful. Some are very realistic. Some are like photographs. Some are kind of like a dream.
There's something for everyone.
Yes.
And that's the opportunity, is that when Cowgirl opened up, there was so much diversity that it was fabulous. And when you go, enjoy every minute of it. If you don't like a piece, that's fine. There's something else
I didn't
else
find
for you.
One, I have to say.
There
All
you
right.
go.
We'll be back at Rosie on the House.